brought tears to my eyes. I was really overjoyed by the announcement, the fact that he's from the third world. And I just had said I was thinking of another cardinal, and I had said earlier today to my secretary, I said, you know, I think this other cardinal, he might pick the name Francis. The moving thing for me is when he said, please pray for me, and then he bowed, and he asked this whole crowd of 100,000 just to be silent, and they were silent, you know, and they prayed silently for this new pope, and he asked for their blessings, he asked for their prayers. I think it shows his humility.
Your thoughts as we head into this new leadership for the church in a time where Americans are looking for something different and looking for something new in leadership. What about you as a priest right here in Buffalo? What will you look for?
Well, I look for, I think what some are saying, I look for someone who's got a depth of spirituality because, you know, the waves of political issues always are moving. We never constant, but we need in our life certain constancies, certain balances, and certain grounded truths. And that's really what the church offers. And I think certainly he's going to remind us that we have to be in the world as people that are grounded in the truth of Christ and let that become a reality. So they say that he's a very humble man. He gave up his home in Buenos Aires, and he moved into a small apartment, and he identifies with people who are struggling, humanity, who's ever poor and ever challenged by the challenge of the world. And so I think he might teach us all that we're going to have to do that. And that's the constant, a constant message of love for the world, a message of love for the poor. And I'm hoping that's what it'll be. But this is a blessing for the church that, you know, the Holy Spirit guided the cardinals to elect someone, hopefully for a new vision for the church and calling people back to faithfulness.
Father, are you concerned at all about his age of being 76? Do you think
hit me, but they said he's in good health. So I just turned 69, so I feel pretty good. So maybe the new 80 is 60, you know how it goes. If he has another 8 years or 10 years or whatever, you know, that would be a blessing.
So it appears from his work in Buenos Aires that he might have that more reach to the common man, perhaps.
Right.
And that's what I think some people are looking for when they look to the leadership.
Well, I think we all are. We want someone to be, you know, I just read in the paper this morning, you know, the politicians, sometimes there was a cartoon, I think the editorial cartoon, that we say to our politicians who are elected, you know, you should vote for our issues, but so often they seem to be in their own world, you know, and the influence of others instead of the people who are they're represented. So we all feel that somebody should be, who's in charge, should have an identity with us and the deeper values that we cherish.
So much has been talked about prior to this election that they need leadership that can bring out the Vatican out of the sexual abuse scandal of the church overall and other issues that have occurred on a scandal level within the Vatican. Do you see this as possibly the person that could do it or just the freshness of a new leadership?
Well, I'm hoping so. You know, there's always going to be issues that surface that are going to be problematic, you know, as we have in our own families. You know, things happen and you don't expect it. And you don't, you know, who expected the sexual abuse issue? I mean, that was really, you know, a very difficult time for bishops and priests, etc. But and for the church. But hopefully, we've corrected and gone beyond it, and we've asked for forgiveness for the wrong that others have done, and then we go on and we have to try to correct what we've done, the mistakes that we've done, And I think that's true, and, you know, it's going to be true in the Vatican, too. If there's problems there, they're going to have to correct it and move forward. That's what we hope people will do. You know, you can keep going back over the old stuff over and over and over and keep repeating it, but that doesn't help. So you have to move forward.
Well, Father Bossi, thank you so much.